Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. Well, we hear a lot these days that learning is a lifelong endeavor, and today we'll hear about how you can take advantage of some learning opportunities right in the comfort of your own home.
Just because the Hadley School is located near Chicago, Illinois, doesn't mean you have to be there to take advantage of their many and varied educational programs. In fact, they're all available as distance learning. We'll speak with Doug Anslevar about the school and its programs for people with low vision. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Doug Anslevar.
I kind of joke with people that we're kind of the best kept secret. When I was teaching in the Chicago schools, I knew Hadley by name, and I knew that Hadley is a school and they offered courses, but I just never, and shame on me for being a professional in the field, but I just never realized until I looked into Hadley more of all of the different programming that the school does offer and the uniqueness of the programs.
And before interviewing Doug, we thought we had a pretty good idea what they did, but we learned they have many more programs than we were aware of.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
eSight, maker of digital eyewear designed to help improve vision for people with low vision and legal blindness. The technology can be used to read, see faces, and explore the world. More information is available at eSightEyewear.com. Let's start by meeting Doug.
My name is Doug Anslevar, and I'm the Vice President of Education and Training at the Hadley School for the Blind. I was a teacher of the visually impaired for nearly 10 years in the Chicago public school system, and I also am a certified vision rehabilitation therapist and hold my certification through ACVREP. I oversee our faculty of 31 instructors and serve on our curriculum committee and the upper management team of the school.
And do you have a visual impairment yourself?
I do. I'm low vision. I've been low vision all my life. Much depends on lighting, time of day, some of those typical factors. But I'm definitely a large print reader. And if I have to do any kind of sustained reading, I tend to rely more on speech. Despite being low vision, I am still a visual learner.
Well, that points out that there really are all degrees of vision impairment. I mean, people talk about blind and not blind, and they assume if you say you're blind that you can't see anything, whereas there are many gradations in between.
Right. Yeah, and I am a white cane traveler, and I have traveled with dog guides in the past as well. So it's just when I'm out and about in lighting situations, I just don't feel safe traveling in the environment unless I have a cane or in past years a dog guide to rely on. So I kind of access bits and pieces of all of the different arrays of services and adaptations that we use.
Well, it's good to have many options and make use of those many options.
Yes.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
This week's focus topic is the many distance learning opportunities available through the Hadley School.
So I mostly have known Hadley as an education type place in terms of a lot of your learning programs, but maybe you can give us an overview of what the Hadley School is and what they do.
Sure, I'd be happy to. We're a nonprofit organization, and we have been supporting people with vision loss for nearly a century. We've been around for 95 years now. Our school was started by William Hadley, and he taught the first housewife, Braille by mail. Currently, we have 5 program areas.
Can we go through those program areas one by one?
Yes. We have a program, Hadley School for Professional Studies, or HSPS for short, and we offer an array of courses for professionals, either teachers of the visually impaired, rehab teachers, voc rehab counselors, any professional who is working with people who are blind or visually impaired can take courses from us, and several of the courses do carry continuing ed credit hours as well.
And that was your first program. What's next?
We also have our largest program, which is our ACE program, stands for Adult Continuing Education. And that program has courses that are academic in nature, recreational in nature. So we do have the history, math, science courses, but then we also have courses. We have a poetry course, courses in business writing. We also have an art course, Art of Ancient Egypt, and we have container gardening and meditative gardening courses. So we try to offer a variety of courses in the ACE program that are of interest to people who are visually impaired. They want to take courses of that nature just for self-preparation and for furthering their learning.
That's a huge diversity of programs. What's your next program?
The next program we have is our Family Education Program, or sometimes students will see it abbreviated FE, and that is primarily directed toward family members, so spouses, significant others, grandparents, extended family, to take courses so that they have a better understanding of blindness and visual impairment. And in fact, many family members do take our Braille series so that they can learn to read and write Braille so they can communicate with their family members. We also have a couple of courses in the family program geared toward parents, so parenting.
And I believe you also have a program aimed at people interested in business.
Yes, correct. The Business Entrepreneurship Program, the Foresight Center for Entrepreneurship, FCE, is a program that was built primarily for entrepreneurs who have a business idea and they have an idea to be self-employed at some point. And so courses range anything from is self-employment right for me, to finding employment, to writing a business plan, conducting market research, business insurance, and just learning all of the different pieces involved to owning your own business. We also support that program through seminars that are kind of just in time and of high interest to people who are looking to start their own business or who are already employed and are looking to brush up on some skills to potentially move them a little higher in their current working environment, maybe into a different higher level job or working on some of those basic employment and business skills, job readiness type skills, soft skills, as I believe they're commonly referred to now.
And I gather you also have a degree granting program.
We do have our high school program, and that continues to be kind of in the hearts and minds of our faculty and administration here. And it offers a high school diploma. And a lot of people enroll in that program who are adults, anywhere from, we have some late teens through 60, 70 years old, who for whatever reason did not earn their high school diploma in their home schools. And it's been a kind of a lifelong dream of theirs to earn their high school diploma. Or some students will study with us to earn their high school diploma because they know that it could lead to a job. A lot of different motivating factors among our students who are in the high school program.
Now, one of the things I know you wanted to talk about today was the new program that you have for people with low vision. Can you talk a little about that?
Yes. Our newest program, actually, is our Low Vision Focus at Hadley program. And although Hadley has always provided services and learning opportunities for people who are low vision, for example, our courses have always been available in large print as one of the media choices, and along with Braille and audio formats and now online formats, we recognize that as the population ages, due to glaucoma, macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, there's a need for additional support services. And so we are looking in terms of providing a program for older adults who have age-related vision loss and who may not be as familiar with or take advantage of services provided by other organizations that typically serve the blind or visually impaired.
What content does this program provide to your students?
We have 10 audio recordings that discuss tips and techniques of daily living that are made difficult by low vision. So this can be anything from marking prescription medications, marking the stove dials, to adjusting lighting and controlling for contrast using high contrast colors, magnification, and the like, to not relearn tasks of daily living, but just learn new methods of performing daily living activities. It's very commonsensical when you think about it. It's not rocket science per se, but it's just pulling all of these tips and techniques together and presenting them in a kind of a nice radio show style format that resonates with adult listeners.
Well, it sounds like a lot of these things are techniques that anybody who's been visually impaired for a long time has worked out along the way. But to anybody who's new at it, they can short circuit some of the trial and error to figure out how to make things more workable for themselves.
Yes, definitely. And the other thing that's kind of unique about it as well is when I'm presenting to a large group, what ends up happening after I demo one of the recordings or demo some of the other tools that are included in the Low Vision Focus, conversation starts among themselves. You know, I had one person say, oh, I use a lighted magnifier. And then somebody else in the audience would say, oh gosh, I didn't know something like that existed. Where did you get that? And it just kind of starts this discussion among their peer group that, and before you know it, there's probably three or four other people in the room who have piped up into the conversation and that nobody even knew that they had a visual impairment of any kind. So I'm hoping that low vision support groups may use these audio recordings to kind of start discussion, start conversations, and then just use them as a jumping off point.
And it's interesting to be able to connect people like that and share their common experiences. I mean, I think often people in that situation can feel isolated. They're in their own homes. You know, their neighbors may not necessarily be facing the same issues that they are. And just to know that other people are out there with the same issues and finding solutions to these issues makes a big difference.
Right. We're trying not to be intrusive with the registration process. We're trying to keep it fairly basic, fairly simple, so that it, you know, there's not a lot of hurdles that you have to go through to access the tools and services in this new program. And I just remember growing up in rural Illinois, there really weren't a lot of programs and services, even as a teenager, for blind and visually impaired, you know, in the area. So I've always kind of felt that that is kind of the unique and special piece with Hadley is because we're distance ed, it doesn't matter where you live, you can still access our programming and services.
So you don't run any local education services?
We're in the community. We'll attend local events that other agencies may be having or hosting. We may co-host with other groups, but we do not have any students who come to our campus. The people working in our building are our staff that keep the school running, and our production department is here, and we have our course designers. Some of our course designers are here, and we're the backbone of the school, yet all of our students are out spread across the country and internationally that study with us, because you can receive materials through the mail or online. A lot of our new courses now we're automatically putting online as a media option.
So for people who may not have participated in a distance learning program and aren't familiar with the concept, maybe you can describe in a little bit more detail how you share information. You said you send out some audio, some braille, and how the students and teachers may interact or not.
Yes, absolutely. So our courses are all designed from the ground up here at the school by our curricular affairs department. And the typical structure of a course, whether it's in large print, braille, audio, or online, is every course, regardless of topical area, follows a very similar structure in that the courses are written prose, so they're written from scratch typically, and They're written so that all of the instruction is written into the course. So in a traditional classroom setting, you have the teacher who may lecture, who may go through practice exercises when they're standing in front of a class. And then there's reading in a textbook, and then there's homework assignments and quizzes and tests. We try to accomplish all of that from the course standpoint. So when a student receives their course materials from Hadley, they receive what you could call a textbook, like large print braille, or the textbook on an NLS cartridge or a thumb drive. But that material will come with a welcome letter that welcomes the student to the course, introduces the instructor for the course, provides the student with the instructor's contact information, how to reach them either by phone or email at the school. We'll also discuss the grading policies and any special reminders that the instructor wants to share with the student from the get-go. And then they will open their course book or play their course book if it's audio format, and they'll hear an overview of what the course is about. And then that'll be followed with learning objectives for each lesson. And then there'll be reading passage. And again, that's where the teaching component, so think of that lecture that the teacher's giving in front of a classroom, we incorporate that into the actual textbook. And then there's practice exercises scattered throughout each lesson and each course. And then there's a final assignment. And we don't call it a test. We call it an assignment at the end of each lesson. And that is what the student turns into their instructor.
If the student has some questions for the instructor or needs extra help, how do they do that interaction with the instructor?
If the student has any questions about any of the content that they've read, they're not understanding a concept, they're struggling to complete the practice exercises, they can always call or email their instructor. So they're not on their own at all. So that's, I think, another thing that makes Hadley unique is that all of our students do have access to a live instructor. Because the hope, the expectation is that by the time the student gets to the assignment at the end of a lesson, that that assignment then is completed solely on their own. And then that is what's submitted to the instructor for grading. So for all of our practice exercises, we actually provide the correct answers within the text. So our hope is that the student reads through the questions and the practice exercises, formulates their own answers, but then they self-check their answers against the answer key that we actually provide for the practice exercises. And that way that the assignment then serves as the true assessment to check for understanding and comprehension.
And what about grades? How do you handle grades?
When the student finishes, so they receive a grade for each of their assignments in the course. So if it's a 5-lesson course, there'll be 5 assignments. If it's an 8-lesson course, there'll be 8 assignments. At the end of the course, once they submit their last assignment for grading, the instructor averages all of their assignment grades for that course and then issues a final grade for the course. And the final grade is also recorded, and then a certificate is issued from our student services department saying, you know, that has the name of the course and that it was completed. Students like to have those, and if they happen to be working with maybe a vocational counselor who's encouraged them to take a Braille course from us, for example, or to take one of the module courses in the Entrepreneurship and Employment Program, the certificate then demonstrates they've successfully completed the course.
So I take it some of this is in electronic format that one can read on a computer or an iPad or something like that, and some of them are in audio. As you suggested, there are NLS cartridges that you distribute.
Yes, correct. The majority of our courses, and again, the content kind of determines it. For a typical Hadley course, we'll have it available in large print, and we use 18-point print. Then it's also available on NLS cartridge in an audio format, tagged. And we encourage our students to use the advanced player available through NLS because that's the player that has the bookmarking and the higher level features and functionality. So that player is best used to navigate our courses and our tagging. And then we also have the course content in an online format. So when a student wants to enroll in a course, they let us know what their preferences for media. So they need to let us know, I want to take this course in large print, or I want to take it in Braille or online, and we can accommodate them.
So after the students have submitted these assignments, what kind of feedback do they get?
Even for courses that are not online, courses that are still available to students in large print and audio and braille, if the content lends itself well to email, our instructors do welcome students emailing their assignments in because the turnaround time then is drastically reduced. You know, they can hear back from their instructor within a few days versus a few weeks if they email their assignments. So a lot of students are gravitating toward that form of assignment submission, which is nice because it helps them move faster through the material, and it helps them meet their goals sooner.
So besides the fact that the NLS players are limited to U.S. citizens, do you have any restrictions on who's eligible to use your learning materials?
We do have a large population of international students, and we cannot send the NLS cartridge to international students. But what we do is we own that copyrighted that audio content. So what we do is we put that audio content on a thumb drive, and we'll send a thumb drive internationally if a student requests audio internationally. But large print braille, we ship that internationally as well.
That sounds like a lot of information. Is there anything we missed?
We do have a Seminars at Hadley program that you don't have to be a student to participate in. You can go to the website. Anybody can go to the website. A fully sighted, visually impaired, professional, family, doesn't matter. And register for our online webinars. And some months we're stacked up. We do one a week. They're on anything from assistive technology to cooking to recreation and leisure activities. We archive them on the website. So if individuals can't attend the live event, they can listen to them 24/7 as a podcast download. And then we also have, that's become very popular, we have over 20,000 views, is our iFocus video instructional videos series. And these are instructional videos that cover the vision accessibility settings in the iPhone, iPad, and iPod. They're instructional in nature. They show the hand gestures of how to interact with the devices, as well as the audio telling people how to work with the accessibility features. There's over 40 of those instructional videos now posted, and they're available on our website.
So just to reiterate, if you're interested in any of that content, you can take any of those courses from the comfort of your own home. Now for this week's final item, how you can get more information about the Hadley School for the Blind, including how to sign up for their courses.
So tell us how people can sign up for some of these programs if they're interested in learning more.
Sure. Interested parties can check out the website, the Hadley main website, www.hadley.edu. That's H-A-D-L-E-Y. So www.hadley.edu. And our website is very robust with all kinds of, there's several layers, but on the landing page, you'll see the five program areas listed. And then for each program area, if you follow the link, then you'll have a description of the program. You can also see our most up-to-date courses offered through our online course catalog, which is available through the website. You can also apply through the website. And if you're not computer savvy or just want to speak to someone, people are also welcome to call the school directly. Our 800 number is 800-323-4238. Again, that's 800-323-4238. And we have a student services department here at the school. The department has four individuals working the phones and email, and they are knowledgeable about all of our programs and services, including our courses. The student services representatives can answer questions and also assist students in the application process.
Do you have any entrance requirements or other kinds of restrictions to get into any of your programs?
We do require proof of visual disability through an eye report from the doctor for our ACE program and our high school programs. There is also an entrance assignment for the high school program and an entrance assignment for the ACE program. And basically, the short version of the entrance assignment is it's a short reading passage with some comprehension questions that follow for the ACE entrance. And then there's also a short essay with the ACE entrance assignment. The high school assessment is similar to the ACE. There's a reading passage with comprehension questions. However, there's an additional section for short answer essay and then some basic math computation as well on the high school entrance assignment. For the low vision focus, we are registering participants for that program separately. However, our student services staff can still register. Basically, the web address for the low vision focus is lowvisionfocus.org.
Is there an email address that people can use to contact you?
Yes. Low vision focus email is lowvisionfocus@hadley.edu. And the general information box for Hadley is info@hadley.edu.
And for people who like using social media, what's your Twitter handle?
So it's @thehadleyschool.
Great. And do you have a Facebook presence?
We do. That is The Hadley School for the Blind.
Okay, great.
We actually have a YouTube channel as well. The instructional videos are both hosted on our website locally, but then also on YouTube. And that is /Hadley School.
Well, great.
And as usual, all that contact information is readily available in the show notes associated with this show at www.eyesonsuccess.net. So make use of those show notes.
In fact, you may have noticed that now the link that we put up on our Twitter and Facebook and Audio Boom feeds is actually to the show notes instead of directly to the audio. And that's because the show notes, in addition to containing all of these links and contact information, also contain a link directly to the audio as well as a link to the main webpage, so you don't have to navigate to the show in order to get all of that information. You can get all of that information as well as a direct link back to the main webpage in case you're looking for anything else on our site. That's it for show number 1543. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about Blind Square. Many GPS apps are available for mobile devices. Blind Square is unique in that it has additional utilities specifically tailored to the visually impaired. We'll speak with Ilka Pirtima, the developer of Blind Square, and Rob Nevin, the North American distributor, about what makes this app special and how it integrates with other GPS apps. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-258-0333.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com, at Eyes on Success, or Twitter @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success and have a nice day.